The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
One of my teachers, Ajahn Sumedho, used to say, the hands are so sensitive, you can start your body scanning starting with the hands. So wherever your hands are, we're going to bring some mindfulness. I do this on the train on my way to work, going from San Francisco to Oakland. Can you hear me? So wherever your right hand is, find your right thumbnail, that area of your right thumbnail. And just as an anchor for the mind, take the right thumb, move your awareness to the knuckle of the thumb. Can you find it? Can you feel the temperature? Is it touching anything? The front of the thumb, the back of the right thumb. If it seems like you can't feel anything, that's okay too. Move your awareness to your pointer finger on the right hand, the area where you would be wearing a ring. Again, is it touching something? Move your awareness on that right pointer finger from the base of the finger to the fingernail, or the pointer finger. Jump your awareness to the middle finger on the right hand, the area where the fingernail is. Moving from the fingernail to the knuckle, to the ring area. Just quieting the mind as we move to the ring finger. Where is it in our consciousness? Moving the awareness from the base of the finger to the fingernail on the ring finger. Move to the pinky, the fingernail on the pinky, that area of your right hand. If you've got all your fingers, if you don't, that's okay too. As you move down, to the knuckle, to the base of the pinky finger. And now move your awareness to the palm of your right hand, where the lifeline and the heart line, that sensitive part of our bodies. Just your awareness to the palm. The back of the right hand. The right wrist. There's nothing to do right now, nothing to accomplish. Just moving the awareness to the left hand. The thumb. Where's the left fingernail area of your body? Move the awareness down to the knuckle on the left hand on your thumb. Moving to the finger next to it, the pointer finger. Just a little gentle exercise to focus the mind. Move the awareness from the base of the finger to the fingernail. Jump to the middle finger. Where's the fingernail of the left hand of the middle finger? Move your awareness. The ring finger and the left hand. Are you wearing something? The pinky. What is it touching? And again, does it feel cold? Is it possible to feel anything there? Go to the palm of the left hand. Back of the hand. And your left wrist. I'm going to give you three choices. Choice number one is you're going to go on the right side from the wrist, moving your awareness slowly to your head and down to your heart and finishing at the belly. And then staying at the belly, noticing how it rises and falls. To do anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. Option number two, instead of staying at the belly, you're going to do all the way to the head and all the way to the toes, continuing body scan, mindfulness meditation. And option three, use whatever meditation object that you find useful, to be in silence, knowing that you are supported here by this beautiful Sangha. What a privilege and a gift it is to be in silence. Meditation can be seen as a skill. You're good at it, bad at it. But it can also be seen just as a gentle way of experiencing reality. It can purify you. It can just be an exercise in patience. So as we finish the last few moments, check the attitude that you have. We live in a materialistic culture, so achievement is celebrated. This is not the time to achieve or be good at something. It's just being curious about how we are, how we fully are at this moment. Metta is the meditation of holistic kindness. A love that is not mushy, but non-harming energy. And all over the world, there are people saying, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering, may everyone be happy, may everyone be free from suffering. So I want you to switch your meditation gears to turn the front of your body as an antenna that is receiving loving kindness from all over the world. As meditators are saying, may everyone be free from suffering, take it in. Take in all the love you have received in your life. Just a little moment to remember that when you were a baby, no matter what drama was going on, someone had the time to feed you. And if you're fortunate, someone has taken care of you and someone has loved you. And remember that energy. And remember that all over the world there are people who are good, who are saying, may everyone be free from suffering. Take it in. Because you can't give what you don't have. So it's good to be filled in, to remember that there is kindness in the world, and that people wish us well.